Nicky Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
So this evening we are looking at the sci-fi action thriller, which is Lucy. It's a very weird film, I just want to say. And if you've been taking note on Twitter and Facebook all day, I've been giving clues about what film I'm going to talk about tonight. It is Lucy. It stars Scarlett Johansson as the main character herself and Morgan Freeman as Professor Norman. It's directed by Luke Benson, who has also created films such as Taken and The Fifth Element, so you know it's going to be a little bit weird. The certificate for this film is a 15. There is a lot of violence and a lot of blood, a little bit of swearing as well, but it's not something you'd want young people to see. It could be quite scary for them. It was a bit weird for me to watch, so you definitely wouldn't want your kids watching it. So the plot is that Lucy is tricked by her boyfriend to deliver a suitcase, and in the process she is kidnapped and a bag of drugs is implanted into her stomach. After being kicked by her captives, the bag splits and the drug gives her access to all of her brain, giving her full knowledge and superhuman abilities. Now, this is a very recent film. It was only released last week, and I did see it advertised before it was in the cinema, and it looked like a very interesting film, but I never got a chance to see it. So I saw it in a shop advertised, and as it's my birthday next week, I asked my mum to get it for me. So I thought, perfect, I can review it for that Friday feeling. Now, the film has been categorised as entertaining, but also silly. The plot is very different from any other film I've seen, and the storyline itself, it was quite good. The idea of her being captured and then on a mission to find the others who had also been captured and implanted with this drug and going to Professor Norman to help her. But I can see why people are calling it silly. It is a very surreal film, and a lot of her actions don't actually make much sense. And the ending, it's very unexpected, that's for sure. It's a bit confusing, and I even had to watch it twice to get an understanding of what's going on. I rewound it and watched it again. But the film is very unrealistic anyway, but if you go to see it, you'll see what I mean by the ending. I don't want to ruin it for you, so just go watch it. The film was heavily based on the idea of life and how we got here and what the meaning of life for us is. One message we can take away from it that Morgan Freeman's character states is that knowledge is for passing on. So Lucy really holds on to this during the film, and that's what the ending communicates. Another thing we can take away from this film is not to let negative emotions get in the way. Lucy states that negative emotions are obstacles of our memories, and through the film, the film is based on a theory which the professor admits himself is just a hypothesis. But I think in the real world, we can learn not to dwell on negative emotions because it can act as a barrier to creating or remembering good memories. So there was a big development of Lucy's character throughout the film. She starts off as a normal everyday person, and it was nice to see Johansson in that role having to act genuinely scared, because I've only really seen her in films like The Avengers where she's just solid and she doesn't get upset or scared, so it was good to see her in a different role. However, as the drug got more powerful, it literally showed on the screen how much the percentage of the brain was being active, and Lucy had to learn and cope with these extra abilities, but she did get stronger as a character. The cinematography was really good as well. There were many nice scenes of nature and cities, as well as being able to see what Lucy could see. For example, the signals of phone calls, so that's quite very scientific-y. Lots of images of what was happening inside of her body as well, when the drug was going into her cells and grabbing them, that was shown as well. So very good cinematography there. Now, the film is only an hour and a half long, which these days does seem quite short, but I think it was an appropriate length. If it was drugged out anymore, I think there would have been more silly things happening, which wouldn't make sense, and it would just ruin the film. I did like the use of a contrast. In the beginning, when Lucy is being talked into delivering the briefcase, an image of a mouse and a mousetrap came up. And then when she got captured, an image of a leopard catching its prey was shown. So I liked the way they were using real and clear situations to show what was about to happen in the film. Also, the use of opera music in some scenes is not what you would expect in an action sci-fi, but there were elements of the thriller comes into it there. And it also, slow motion was used, which I think was effective, not only as a sci-fi element, but also as the theory talked about in the film was based upon time. So overall, I would give this film a 6 out of 10. I do like Scarlett Johansson and Morgan Freeman. They played their parts very well. It was an effective idea and a good use of cinematography. But 6 is quite a low score because I did feel a bit nervous about watching it, to be honest. I'm not a fan of thrillers or horrors, and the trailer did make it look quite creepy. But it wasn't too bad when watching it. It wasn't that bad. So I don't like the idea of blood and surgery, though, and there was a fair bit in there, so that's why I would give it a 6. But if you are into sci-fi thrillers, then as I say, it's a really weird film, but I do kind of want to watch it again. I gave it a 6. My dad hasn't seen it, so I might sit there and watch it with him.